It is an exciting, well, I don't know, exciting morning, but it's a morning here. In the first weeks of July 2026, and I've been testing out my screens for my vehicle, my truck, giving myself the opportunity to deal with the fly issue I've got at the state park. The state park isn't being well used because there's dairies, there's a lot of dairies nearby, and the fly problem is just horrible. And I looked at it for a while, and then I put up these tough screens. And the interesting part is they do pretty well. Screens and magnets do pretty well at speed when I'm driving. So here I am. I've been making good progress on the prophecy book. I felt this morning to ponder a little bit harder about the various hooks between the separate books. Of course, I finished Godsend. Oh, almost 30 years ago. And the next book actively to be worked on is what would become Prophecy, but I felt the need before doing much in Prophecy to do a prequel, which was finished up, 10 years ago, maybe? No, further long ago than that. Almost 15 years ago, which was Escape, which was really interesting. Its original purpose was to introduce the Convocation itself. And so that was done. I think the battery's going to go out on my headset here. So I don't know how long I'm going to be able to record. So anyway, right now, I'm at the point where the its framework is the Mariner's Log, which is God's plan of salvation in. Given all that, a part to where there's the symbol somewhat in the middle is mortality, X, by an X symbol, and it is, and I'm getting to the end of that, which is mostly what we choose to do in our lives. Now, it's not strictly man, but now we're going to see as choices present themselves. This really ends up being where decide what their ultimate fate they would prefer, at least at this level. And a very poignant thing came up, because a lot of people don't know what separates the celestial from the terrestrial kingdom. In Scripture, it says that they aren't sufficiently. And my take on it, Wesley really ends up kind of representing at this point the terrestrial glory, divided loyalties. And that really ends up being the biggest issue on all of this. He has always been enamored of Ennis as a very, if you look at him as a very good person. But at this point in prophecy, it becomes the whole issue of how do you feel about what commission to do, which is to secure the pass, which involves a lot of killing. People are invited to step away to not have, you know, to not try to engage it. Of course, armies come up, and armies aren't the type to back down from situations. And because of that, they're going to die. Anyway, the first introduction to the actual work of Waykeith is coming. It's been fun to be in the stands and see Ennis a sport fighter, and people are his fans. Now, from this group of fans is going to come a group that's willing to whatever way he says. And the first thing he does is with this, there is a group that has come across the people associated with Zan. They come from a famine-ridden, just on the east side of the Barrier Mountains. Some are willing to go, willing to follow Zan. In the end, somewhat again, after they go through the pass, which is at this point unguarded, they settle in a place that looked burdened and wonderful. That was really the big thing, is they wanted to come to a burdened land, someplace else on the west side of the mountains. But they went to this place, and it was a swamp. Very quickly, got very ill, and people were starting to die. But there was no energy. And when Ennis and his group make their way to across the channel. The original intent was to make for the Mariner's Log stone that goes to Waykeith, but storms come up, and the flotilla is blown far north. And they come up on shore pretty much on the swamp. This is where big choices are made. There, of course, was a large group that never entered the flotilla, that stayed behind, mostly engaged with Ennis and his sport fighting ministry as just a spectacle to enjoy, and they're somewhat sad that this happened. It's like when your favorite football player retires or dies or something, and it doesn't change you at all. It's just that you're sad that you don't get to enjoy the spectacle anymore. And these are what the celestial thing comes from. In the symbology this is that second eye. And the eight and the E are all about making choices, making decisions, and how people are somewhat deciding what they're going to do. A lot of the decision has to do with what they're willing to do and what they have already done, which has a lot of parallels to Earth life. This is where we do our work. This is where we choose our paths. And you can say you want a better path, but honestly, if you don't live up to that path, specifically with an eye toward, like, exaltation, for example, you're destined for another place, I suppose. And that's it. And this is not all-inclusive or all-exclusionary. This is just for these interesting groups. Molasinda's situation only touches a few. Although it ends up being vital to the future, her ability to bring souls to something approaching exaltation doesn't go along the same ways. You can tell that Ennis is here to invest Oiki and Molasinda ends up developing a schism in the convocation. Those who are more willing to follow Kiami and his teachings, his stories, for lack of anything else to call them. The whole thing with Westland is he really is a person. Let me get some gas. Ça va. My car doesn't process it. All right, I'm back. Oh, I have to catch this good gas price while it's actually here, because it's not going to be here very long, honestly. But regardless, that was really the big thing to come out of this thing, is the difference between celestial and terrestrial ends up being about divided loyalties. You might have a loyalty to God, as Westland does on some level. But he also made some commitments and is somewhat beholden to this group of men that will become the conclave. He's made some assurances that he will work with them, he will help them in his need to be his great desire to overcome the convocation altogether. So he stays back. Davor never goes with the flotilla. He makes sure that it's commissioned and that it goes somewhere. But he isn't really going to. But he has, you know, he's the queen's kept man. So he stays right where he is. He doesn't have a divided loyalty. He doesn't. He's not much interested in God at all. And of course, Ennis is Ennis is he's the guy that stays on target, not deterred. Does what's required. Obedience. Even when that obedience is distasteful, which it's always been. Waykeep has always been a distasteful place. So that was the most important thing, I think, to come out of this, is kind of the separation into the different groups. And this accomplishes the task to reinvest Waykeep. Westland moderates the conclave on some level. And Davor, it is the fact that he prophesies, although he doesn't know anything past these circumstances, his life is spared because the conclave would like to take advantage of him, although he doesn't act very willing to do so. Of course, Westland Wesleyan doesn't reveal that this is his father. He's somewhat embarrassed by him. And then he's sent off to some lock hole in the hopes that he will, in exchange for his release, give up vital prophecies going forward. Which he can't because he doesn't have them. But he survives. So there's kind of how we get from where we are here to where we need to go. The event succeeds in overcoming the matriarchy and rendering them powerless, we still have to kind of do something about that so make it fit the narrative a little bit more. But this is all knowing that prophecy really has more to do with giving an elementary teaching of the Mariner's Law. That this is ultimately what this is about. It's not to be a novelization of this particular moment in time. To highlight the different things. So we're going to need to inject a little more of Aladius and Cassandra at key places, insofar as these situations require them. We're going to need to talk a lot about Kiami and his mission early on. Kiami's early on. What are we going to have to do with that? Road closed ahead, what does that mean? They have to tell Lisa what to. Okay, anyway. So yeah, since we're going to end up filling out this book with a lot of that information that another scientist wrote close to him. Guess we'll figure out what's going on. I don't know at what point the road gets closed. We'll find out. Anyway, so yes, I think we're going to be filling this thing out. There's going to be chunks about Saradio and Kiami. Trey Chan, people like that. Well, however, the road is supposed to be closed. It's not. Yeah, at least. Anyway, okay, that's all I got. So yeah, the big insight is the difference between celestial and telestial's divine loyalties. Loyalty to something else besides God. And, or God's purposes, what God is up to. that there is a difference between obedience and, I forget what term I came up with for it, which I need to write, kind of an adoption of God's purposes, an inculcating it into yourself, inculcation. I don't know if the road closed thing is for something different than construction. I don't know that this road really needs any construction work. But anyway, maybe they're going to try to reroute people to going the other way. Who's to say? Anyway, that's all I got. Talk to you later. Bye.